Rising floodwaters in Queensland, Australia, as that country continues to be battered by its worst flooding in decades. One local official says the Brisbane River level jumped by near 5 feet in an hour. And Australia's Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, had this warning today for Australians.
The nation does need to brace itself for the fact that the death toll as a result of yesterday's flash flooding and walls of water is likely to rise.
So far, at least 24 people have died and many more are missing. While Australia deals with floods, the relief effort continues to struggle in Haiti, a year after the earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. More than 1 million people are still living in makeshift housing, but there have been some small stories of hope. In New York recently, 5 Haitian orphans became U.S. citizens after being adopted by American parents. The BBC's Laura Trevelyan attended the ceremony and prepared this report.
It's a citizenship ceremony with a difference. As the American national anthem is sung, the 19 newest additions to this nation are all children adopted by U.S. parents. 5 are from Haiti, including 1-year-old Thurline and 5-year-old Erickson. They were in the process of being adopted by Duke and Lisa Scopper when January's earthquake struck. The Scoppers have gone from fearing their children were dead to seeing them evacuated to Florida, and now they're U.S. citizens.
We're very overwhelmed, but you talk.
But yeah, this has been such an incredible experience being here, because it really makes us feel like it's real.
Yeah.
You know, we're finally validated as a family in a very, very official way. So,
what's it been like the last 11 months from the earthquake to going to get the children to today?
Well, it's been a real roller coaster, but eventually, after the first couple months, things got really much easier than we expected, you know, we're doing really well. We're so happy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
As the children recite the oath of allegiance to the United States, watched by beaming immigration officials, I ask the Scoppers what it means to them to have given the Haitian orphans the chance of a new life here.
Well, you know, it's sort of a...
It's a heavy question.
It's a heavy question, and it's one of those things that we think about, especially because they've given us so much back.
Who's this? This is Taina.
A few miles away in Brooklyn, Darlene Calixte is dreaming of bringing her 5 daughters from Haiti to America. Darlene came here to train as a nurse, leaving her children with their grandmother. Then came the earthquake, and now the children are living in the backyard of their shattered home.
Be honest with you, every single day, I'm sleeping and wake up, I say, why am I still alive? As a mother, see your own kids going through like this, believe me.
Darlene is applying for visas for her daughters. Haunted by the conditions they're living in, Darlene won't sleep in a bed until they can.
I'm just sleeping in the carriage since the earthquake happened.
Why?
I cannot make it. How am I going to sleep, lay down, nice bed, nice stuff, and my kids lay down with the sheet if it's raining? No, nothing can cover them out of rain.
Duke and Lisa Scopper have achieved the goal of citizenship for their children. Darlene longs for the same for her daughters. Haiti's earthquake has turned the lives of so many children upside down. Some have found a safe haven here.
That report from the BBC's Laura Trevelyan.